This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Epic views, waterfall mists, summit sunsets. It's all better outside. And with AllTrails, you can discover the best of nature with over 450,000 trails around the world. Download the free app today and find your next adventure.
Now, back to Steiny and Guru on 95.7 The Game.
All right, after taking a look at the 49ers over the last three or four days, hearing what everybody's been saying about the joint practice with the Broncos and then the preseason game, they lost 30-9, but it's a 9-6 game with 2 minutes left in the first half. How would you guys assess the 49ers' performance on Saturday against the Denver Broncos, knowing that the 49ers didn't play a lot of their number ones? The Broncos did, and we saw a lot of new faces for the San Francisco 49ers. Can we at all guess, Evan, what the identity of this year's team may be? What are they going to...
No.
If I say...
No.
If I
the answer's no.
If I say that the Niners are going to have a really good year,
yeah.
How would it have to play out in your mind for them to be a 10 or 11 win team? Then what kind of team are they? 888-957-9570. How do we know anything about this team? And even though we don't know a lot about this team, what do you want to see out of them? Where do you want them? I always like to use this phrase. What are they going to hang their hat on offensively and defensively?
Well,
I don't understand the laughter. I've told people this. It's one of my feelings. Now, if you want to disagree with me, you can. I believe it is important for teams to have an identity. Now, it doesn't mean they have to have one now, Evan, but I think they're going to have to develop one.
I would agree with that.
Okay.
But that's far easier said than done. I mean, just asking a team to develop an identity is asking them to be consistent, is asking them to basically figure it out. And I don't think we know much about this 49ers team. That's the whole point of this season. Like, I hate to break it to people, but I believe that this season is going to be about the Niners figuring out who they are. And I think it's going to happen for much of the year. You know, the group that's maybe going to look the most like itself or consistent is probably the offense. They got an older group. They got a lot of top players. But I think if we learned anything from the preseason game is that defense, which is very young, which has a lot of different players who will rotate in and get reps, it might be all over the place. And I think it's going to be week to week. I mean, I think that's why Robert Saleh's role in this is so important. And if there's anything that I glean from the defense during the preseason game is that he is someone who's not afraid to dial up different blitz packages. He's going to get creative. He's going to do things differently than he's done in the past. And that, I think, is going to be demanded of everybody on the 49ers. If they do things the same, they're not going to be a very good team because that's what happened last year.
What's the biggest concern you have about this team?
The defensive line and offensive line.
Yeah, I would actually put the... Mine is the offensive line. It does feel like that's going to be something that is going to be on fans' radar all season long because they weren't a great unit last year. They didn't do much to add to that unit. I didn't like what I heard about the Thursday joint practice. And, I mean, the one thing about their O-line is it's always allowed them to run the football when the team's been healthy. And whether it's Trent Williams' situation and his age or McCaffrey coming back from injuries or all the other four guys on the line, if this team's offensive line plays like it did last year, they're not going to be very good.
Well, that's why, again, when in the first segment you said, well, Brock Purdy's got to do more this year, and I'm with you. Trent Williams has got to do more this year. If he doesn't, or if he's hurt, this offensive line is going to look mediocre at best. And I know that everybody doesn't have a Denver defensive front, but most teams have a couple or one pretty good edge rushers. I mean, you look around the entire division, and there are teams who can get after the quarterback. You know, Seattle finished the last, I think, half of the season as close to a top five defense. The Rams have a ton of young, good pass rushers. And Arizona is a team that at least was trending up at the end of the year, finished 8-9. And they have a head coach who hangs his hat on defense. I mean, the Niners, it's not going to be easy for them to just get right back into what they looked like 2 years ago. And that's not what I'm expecting. If they do, to me, that would be incredibly impressive, because we're seeing that if one guy gets hurt on this line, and it already could be, you know, maybe middle of the pack, perhaps upper tier, if one guy goes down, the depth, which is what honestly hurt them last year, that's going to rear its head again.
888-957-9570 is the number. 49ers, they've completed a joint practice, and they've had their first preseason game. And how we feeling, 49er fans, knowing that this year the expectations, if nothing else, are different for this team. And the talent level may be different for this team. Now, I don't know how they're going to end up, but it feels like they got a lot of work to do. It feels like they're a work in progress. It also feels, to me, Evan, like the more and more we see and hear about the Niners, more things have to fall into place with this team. And then you start viewing the big picture and you start wondering whether enough.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Epic views, waterfall mists, summit sunsets. It's all better outside. And with AllTrails, you can discover the best of nature with over 450,000 trails around the world. Download the free app today and find your next adventure.
Things can go right for them to be a 10-win team.
I mean, perhaps, yeah. I don't want to rob them of that. I think this is a team that has the potential to be good. But we got to see it. Like, they have to prove it. And so far, there hasn't been a whole lot coming out of training camp, even back to OTAs, that's making me feel like, all right, this guy is a diamond in the rough. You know, this guy is going to be someone who can step up and lead this team in areas in which they lost. Like, I think it might have been during the telecast, because one of the first tackles made by the Broncos was by Talanoa Hufanga. And when I saw him make that first tackle, I just kind of felt like, I think one of the things we're going to do a lot this year, Steiny, is look at the Niners and every game think about which guy they let go that could have helped this team. Like, I can seriously see that each week. If the Niners don't play well, well, you know what could help them there? A starting caliber safety, because they don't have one right now, or we don't know who it's going to be. You know who could have helped them? Maybe Deebo Samuel, because their wide receiving core the first 3 weeks, assuming DeMarcus Robinson is out, is going to look pretty thin. You know who could have helped them this year? A guy they didn't want to pay in free agency, Aaron Banks, who's going to help the offensive line. Like, and I think generally they made the correct decisions by either not re-signing a player or trading him in the case of Deebo Samuel. But I just think there's going to be a lot of that. Well, why did they let this guy go? His replacement isn't good enough. Why did they allow that guy to walk? You know, the guy behind him or the guy they drafted is not what we thought he was. And that's generally when you get into the area of, well, is this going to be a good football team? And I don't think we know the answer to that question yet.
Yeah, I don't either. And then I also, you gotta somehow factor in the schedule. And whether we like it or not, that schedule looks extremely favorable. And I'm just thinking, in years past, if they had a schedule like they do this year and they were winning games, like, that wouldn't be enough for a team of last year or the year before, because the expectations were so high. So I feel like with this schedule, they better be competitive. You know what I mean? I mean, they better be around, at worst, around 500 with that particular schedule. Because I do think if this team goes 7-10 or 8-9, that's trouble. Especially because they had the schedule that they had. They have to use the schedule as a springboard to be a playoff caliber team, at least. And then if they get into the playoffs, we can talk about whether or not their schedule is going to help them or hurt them, or whether they face the requisite amount of competition once they get into the postseason. But with this schedule, they better have, they better be in the mix for a big chunk of the season, certainly far more than they were in it last year. Because what were they? They were eliminated in, what, about week 13 last year? I mean, that can't happen this year.
I mean, you would hope not. But, Steiny, they also got six guys who are regular starters or rotation players that are hurt right now. You know, if they get banged up the way they do last year, could they go 6-11? Yeah. But I'm also assuming that they're not going to be as hurt as they were last season. I mean, to me, the thing about the Niners, like, can we put the rat on the table, brought to you by Atco Pest Control?
Sure.
The rat on the table, brought to you by Atco Pest Control, thank you, Steven, is the Niners are not a sure thing anymore. You asked what their identity is. You asked what we know about this team. We know some things, but we don't know enough, to me, Steiny, to just put the Niners back into A, contention, B, winning a division and getting to the playoffs. I think it's going to be a fight this year. And I think they have the potential to get back to the playoffs. But because of age, because of inexperience, because of questions about depth on both sides of the football, a lot of different things, the Niners have the potential to be good, but they're no longer a sure thing. In my eyes, they're not the big bad 49ers that are just going to roll in and steamboat the NFC West. They're a team that is going to have to fight and claw for every single victory. And I just think that we need to recalibrate our expectations for this franchise, because I don't honestly know where it could be. A great place that it's going, because they're getting young, they're getting cheaper. But like you said, if this season doesn't go the way they want, especially with the schedule that everybody's using as this reason to just believe they're going to cakewalk to the postseason, if they don't do that, then we're going to be in a very strange place 365 days from now.
Can I ask 49er fans what they think of this? And I was reading this, and you told me, oh, these things are pretty fun. Drew Maggery in SFGate today. He writes this, he does it for every team in the league, why your team sucks. And he talks, he does it for every NFL team. And what do you think of this? Because now it's been 8 years of Shanahan. Because injuries are never just bad luck when Kyle Shanahan is your head coach. The numbers bear it out. Since Shanahan took over in San Francisco, no team has averaged more adjusted games lost than this one. So injuries have been a constant when it comes to Kyle Shanahan and the San Francisco 49ers over the years. How do you view that if it's if you just don't think it's bad luck?
How do I view what their injuries are?
The fact that no team's lost more games to injury in the Shanahan era than Shanahan in the last 8 years, let's say. And is that just, see, and I'll be honest with you, sometimes when I hear stats like that, I always think, well, somebody's got to be the worst team at that. And it doesn't necessarily mean it's a, you know, something you can address. But those are the indicators that the 49ers seem to have guys banged up consistently under Shanahan.
I mean, they also play deep into the season as much as any other team in the league, which means you're putting more wear and tear on your bodies, you're playing more games, and you're getting more snaps than probably every team in football outside of, like, the Chiefs, at least up until last year. So does that have to do with it? I think it does. It also, Steiny, doesn't make me feel great about the fact that if you're telling me that Shanahan is going to have to, like, manage some of his older or more experienced players' workload this season, it doesn't sound like that's what he's going to do. You know, if you're telling me that that's the stat, I don't really buy that stuff. Does Shanahan get his players hurt? I think every coach in the National Football League, in which these are modern-day gladiators, at some point puts their players in harm's way. You cannot bubble wrap these guys. But, you know, I guess that's, well, that would be a great reason to feel like your team's going to suck if that's what this guy's writing about.
Yeah,
do you buy it?
Well, I know, I actually do. I do buy it a little bit. And like I said, in years past, like when I look at the 49ers running backs, and I've said this, I do feel like, obviously, McCaffrey's great, but even when they had Mostert and Jeff Wilson Jr., who, by the way, is back on the team, I do feel like though he expects his running backs to hit the hole at full speed. And he also, part of their passing game is to hit guys in stride when they're already going full speed. I do think there's something to that. I don't think he's got to revamp his whole system, but I do think that one of the things Shanahan really is, one thing that's really important to Shanahan is that he thinks at all times you're going full speed and essentially will give up your body for extra yards. And that's just kind of the way he coaches.
I think that's the same for every coach.
Do you? Well, then
what NFL running backs coach is looking at their guys and saying, you know what, let's go 75% on that A gap?
Well, I mean, if you're running the zone blocking scheme, doesn't that give the running back just a hair more time to detect what he likes as opposed to you know, hitting the hole right away without any kind of delay, if you know what I mean?
Well, I mean, there's different rushing schemes, but if you're running outside, then generally you have to have good vision, you know, and that's where last year watching someone like Isaac Garendo in his rookie season, you could see, like, he would pick the wrong gap, or he wouldn't allow an offensive lineman to set up a block for him before he tried to turn it upfield. And someone like Christian McCaffrey, that's what separates the greats from some of the just regular average running backs is vision. So, you know, I don't know, Steiny. To me, like, I don't look at Shanahan like he's driving these dudes into the dirt. I think that he maybe uses running backs more than other coaches. But we're starting to see now, there has been somewhat of a running back revolution or resurgence. Baldy was talking about it last week, and I think last season was apparent. Like, you have to be able to run the football with effectiveness if you're going to be a good offense. And that's why, you know, if I'm thinking about Brock Purdy, like, the question that I have is, how are the Niners going to win games when the offense has to be pass-heavy? And maybe that's them playing from behind. Maybe the game plan is to throw it 35 to 40 times. But when Kyle Shanahan has been calling plays and his quarterbacks have to throw it more than 30 times, Brock Purdy on line one, those games don't often go their way. So, maybe he's harder on his running backs. I just think that running backs are essential to what Kyle Shanahan wants to do for any offense he's calling to be effective.
What's the 49ers' identity this year going to be? That's the question I have for 49er fans. Are they going to throw it more because they're going to rely on McCaffrey less? Do they have to rely on McCaffrey more than they want because their passing game isn't what it's been because of the wide receiver situation? Offensively, what are the 49ers going to look like? Is the eye test going to show you that they look like the same offensive team they've been, which has been a pretty good offensive team? And then defense, so many new faces, so many new starters. We don't know what to expect with this team. We just don't. If I were to ask you, what did you make of the game on Saturday? Because you look at the score and you probably think that there was a lot of things that went wrong. But if you look at the first half, it wasn't as bad as it seemed.
Well, no. The first quarter, they won the first quarter. You know, they beat the Broncos through 15 minutes. They just lost the last 45, 30 to nothing, I think. Or maybe it's 30 to 27. Or 27
to
nothing.
No, it was 9-0 at one point.
Okay, yeah. So they lost the last part of the game 30 to nothing. Like, but it's preseason, though. I mean, seriously, is there anybody that's sitting up here that feels drastically different about the 49ers before the game to after the game? Like, did the preseason game swing the way you feel about this team? To me, no. It didn't. It might have reinforced a couple things, but it didn't change the way I feel about the 49ers. I believe that they have the potential to be good. I think they have an outside chance of being bad. But what I also believe is that this Niners team is going to, it has to grow up. It does, especially on defense. And you're putting a ton of pressure on a lot of young players. And if those guys are up for the challenge, I think they can be really good. And if they're not, which is kind of the way things typically are, and a big reason, mind you, that Kyle Shanahan does not generally like to play rookies, then this season is going to be a roller coaster ride. You know, 2025 is going to have some damn low peaks, valleys, pardon me, and hopefully can have some really high peaks. But like expecting them to roll out the way they did in 2023, like week one at Pittsburgh, I mean, they just throttled those guys. And you're like, oh my God, this team's for real. You know, McCaffrey had a 150 and two tugs. Brandon Ayuk was blocking his ass downfield. Brock Purdy was just surgical. Like, expecting them to come out of the gates preseason or especially regular season week one and look like a well-oiled machine, I need to see it before I believe it.
Well, you said to me, did any opinion of mine or a 49er fan's change drastically after Saturday's game? And no, my opinion didn't change drastically. But I will say this. Not because of the last game, but because of the last 3 weeks since they started training camp. I do have more questions. Like, I'm more concerned now than I was, let's say, when they started camp, because I saw the schedule and I saw the names of the players on the 49ers who were coming back from injury, and I felt like the 49ers, just being the 49ers with this schedule should be enough. But over the last 3 weeks, whether it's the way the media has talked about the 49ers, whether it's, you know, Brian Baldinger, whether it's Mayoko and Kruger and all those guys, I'm more worried about the 49ers now than I was 3 weeks ago, because I feel like you're starting to realize that they've got more issues by far this year than any other year. And it's just hard to gloss over it like it's all going to come out fine in the wash.
What we're learning, and I think should have expected, is that a lot of the questions from last year are also present this year. And it's because all the guys that either got hurt or they got rid of, some of them are back and we don't know how good they're going to be. And we don't know if the guys that they got rid of are going to be replaceable, and how much their presence or lack thereof is going to impact this team.
888-957-9570 is the number. Forget the game Saturday. I'm looking more of the big picture of ever since training camp has started. And have your opinions of this team changed? Mine have, I feel like, gotten a little more realistic, and maybe I was giving the 49ers a little bit more benefit of the doubt because of what's happened in the past. And I guess that's something that's changed for me, because it's hard to give 49ers, you know, the benefit of the doubt because of the past, when the players in the past are still so much of the question marks heading into this year's team. But what do you guys think at 888-957-9570? You like where this team is compared with where they started at training camp, or are you starting to see that maybe this team's got some holes that are bigger than we thought? 888-957-9570. That segment sponsored by the American Cancer Society.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.